I think The Outer Worlds is a better game than Starfield.
Really? That's saying something, because they're both...
Because it is short.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
You have less to do and it's more focused.
Okay, that's fair. Oh, man.
Music plays, and then we go. Hello, Kupo. Welcome to another episode of Kupo Talks. I am your host, Mognite, also known as Ray. And here's our lovely co-host and rotating chair, as always.
Me.
Hi, me.
Hi. It's Andy Sommerkurtz here, as always. Glad to be back. It's a good day. It's a bright, cloudy morning.
Time of this recording, there's supposed to be a solar eclipse.
Oh, sick.
Kind of see it.
Oh, man.
Happening. But welcome. This is episode 13. We don't know. This podcast is us. It was supposed to be us talking about niche stuff, but I guess it's evolved into talking about stuff.
I mean, it's like still pretty podcast. Niche. It's still pretty niche. Like, if we want to get down and dirty, like, we can get into it. Like, talk about the inane facets of all these things we have on this very, very long agenda.
Exactly.
What
sets it apart is that we're nerds and we have our own opinions.
I'm not a nerd. I am a gaming enthusiast. That's a hobbyist, if you will.
However you want to spin it. But anyways, we are here just to entertain your ear space for, I don't know, like an hour or so.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good. Well, how you doing? How you doing, bud?
A lot of free time on my hands. I've been making some major life changes.
Ooh, you're getting a baby?
No, oh God, no. I mean, no. But mostly, I've been spending my time on a lot of personal projects.
That junk car in your garage.
Oh, no. I wish I had a garage. God. For those on the know, Southern California, one of the major newspapers here, writes a very long list of of restaurants of note in the area. And I have set upon a goal, I guess, a very loose goal for myself to try to visit as many as I can, to at least hit the 101 mark. And I'm just a little shy of the 40 mark. But yeah, so I've been mostly eating around the Los Angeles area. A lot of really good stuff out here.
Eat at 100 restaurants?
Eventually, yes. So 100 of the best restaurants in Los Angeles, which is, you know, a subjective list. There are things on that list that I don't necessarily agree with. You know, there are some restaurants that I have been unimpressed, I guess, or like, oh, you know, maybe I like this restaurant better than this one, stuff like that. Yeah. But in the end, you know, it's all been really great. I've been able to meet a lot of good people. Everyone has been very, very nice.
That's fun.
But yeah, it's been a good time.
I hope they were nice.
Oh, yeah.
You are paying for the service.
Yeah. Some of those places aren't cheap, and it's like, I don't know if it's worth it, but you know, the restaurant industry is a tough industry. Margins are tight, I understand, but I've been having a good time, you know, given the amount of free time I have. It's like, it's kind of nice to stroll in at for lunch at like 1 p.m. on a Tuesday and just, you know, take my time and not have to worry about things not being so tired. Yeah, it's been a good time for me.
Yeah, it's like when I had a irregular schedule, you know, just going somewhere for lunch.
Yeah.
Or like breakfast even.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, 8 to 5ers could never.
Exactly. I'm just kidding. And then it's like, what are all these other people in this restaurant are doing? Why is it so packed for 10 a.m. on a Thursday morning?
Yeah, it must be popping, dude.
Yeah.
The list is an interesting idea because, you know, it's like a collaboration thing and then people fighting. To get their own restaurant on here, and then you come in, and then you find out it's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, look, most, like, 90% of them, I would say, are good And there's a small percentage of like them. It's like, well, I'm not going to name names because, you know, that's mean. But like, a place sells like kebab and it's like, the kebab is good, but like, I really like the place that I go to. Or maybe it's on a specific, like, oh, they do their hummus differently than I have preference for. But like with food, it's all subjectivity. The list is there as more of a guide rather than like a hard, like, this is the best hamburger, because that's subjective. Like, and you know, you have to come into these kinds of, especially that kind of writing, you got to go in with a mind of like, this is a subjective piece of work. Taste is incredibly all over the place.
Yeah, I think it's like a thing of like, here are like things you should try if you're looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll always find like your one, you'll always find like your spot.
Yeah.
And this is like opens up to you the places around here.
Yeah. An example, I went to a place in Los Angeles' Chinatown called Angry Egret Dinette. Kind of hard to find, but really good place. And like in the write-up, it mentioned specifically a type of breakfast burrito called the Hey Porkies. So we ordered the burrito, as one does. And, you know, there's a couple other things on the menu. And, like, I ordered, they had a Cubano on the menu. I'm a big fan of Cubanos. And I don't want to be argumentative with the work, because I respect the work that they do. But, like, that Cubano was way better, in my opinion, than the burrito was. And it's like, it's just taste. But like, I'm happy that the write-up got me in the door to be able to have the opportunity to have that Cubano. Like the burrito is really, really good, but that Cubano was what stuck out to me, basically, right?
Yeah. Sometimes you just have that secret sauce in it, or like, maybe like the right place at the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I feel like it. You know, I used to work in the food service industry, and you know, like me and myself, I prided myself into making the best gosh darn sandwich. You know, compared to like my coworkers and everybody, and it's like, if you got a sandwich from my coworkers, it's like, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Yeah,
maybe it'd be good.
Yeah,
I put care into it. I put love into it.
Heck yeah, you did. But how's it going on your end? How's life?
My life. I am working hard, less hardly working.
Nice.
So far. If you don't know, I may or may not teach stuff in the public education sector, and I have expanded upon all my classes, and I basically teach from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And if you could hear my voice compared to the other ones, I'm feeling it too. That my tone of my voice is dying. I'm dying, champ. Because it's been the first week, so I had to do a lot of talking.
And here we are recording a vocal podcast.
Exactly. You know, I'm just using the different part of my vocals. So it's not as, you know, as bright and lively as usual. I'm going to get another side of me. Sometimes, you know, life offers you different pieces of candy.
That's true. Used to.
And maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is this like the first time we're recording like in the morning?
Yeah, generally we record in the afternoon. So
I got my tea.
It's the sleepy voice.
My water. Okay. And I'm just ready to click heads. I wish I had time to play I was like thinking about competitive shooters, like, you know, the Valorants and the Ciscos of the world. Like, I think about like playing them again. But like the thing is that I don't want to be bad.
And in order
to
get
good at something, you have to be bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I want to spend my time investing being bad? So in order to be good.
Yeah.
Or continue on the things that I'm already good at and then continue on them, like a fighting game.
Yeah, I can understand that. I had a hankering to play a FPS shooter as well, and it's like, I don't really want to sit in
lobbies. I think it's fun to click heads, but then when I start getting flamed because I don't know where the positions of the maps are at the time.
Yeah, fair.
Dude,
fair.
I was trying to play Payday 3.
Uh-huh.
Like when it launched for a beta, and I just booted up lobby and then matched into a game. And then like these three other guys were like rushing to the races, dude. They're like, they know where they're supposed to go, they know where the bags are, they know what the marks the trigger, and like
oh god, how embarrassing.
And I'm like in the stairwell, it's like, do I shoot?
Yeah.
They have their mask on. Should I put my mask on?
Yeah.
And then I just alt F4'd.
Oh damn. Yeah.
I'm that's a coward. I had to run.
Yeah. It's some people. Nothing. There's anything wrong with it, but just some people live and breathe these things, and it's like that's their happy zone, and like when you as a newcomer, I remember being a babby player a long time ago. I was like, oh fuck, I don't even like even like learning like basic movement ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel so bad. It's like, oh, I don't know how to jump cancel melee to get, you know, 5% more height to get on this bench or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, there definitely is a learning curve, and some communities are more accepting than others when it comes to it.
Yeah, I think also like part of it too is like if you have friends that are willing to like
yeah
be patient with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'll show you how to use Jet's dashing ability and smokes. I'll tell you where to smoke. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
When you're doing it solo, looking at solo life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I remember the last time I played Valorant.
Uh-huh.
People were like, because I was like playing Sage, like the healer.
Yeah.
And it's like, how does the other Sage have more heal points than you?
Oh,
and it's
man.
Like, how is our Sage bottom frag?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, I'm like, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah.
I was gonna play, I don't know, the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater again.
It's a good game.
Good game.
And no one judges you.
Exactly. Only I judge myself.
Yeah.
And I start modding Persona characters inside.
Yeah. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Put Fuka in there.
My only gripe with that is that I have not seen anyone do a Benihana. My favorite skateboarding trick.
Really? I thought. How could you like the Benihana?
They do like a lot of the Christ stairs.
Heck yeah, they do.
No way.
Christ stairs.
Show me a video later of I don't know, Yukiko doing a Benihana.
All right, I'll commission it.
All right. Anyways, you played video games.
I did play video games. I played a lot of video games. I'm going to talk about three. I finished Armored Core 6.
Ooh,
that's a good game.
Big shooty robot From Software.
Yeah, I love that game. One, because it's a From Soft game, and it reminds me of Ace Combat. I'm very happy I played that game because then they patched my build out. So that's cool. Which means I'm not gonna replay for the two other endings. I did what I did. I am of the opinion I am pressed for time. I have other games I could play.
Especially watch it on YouTube.
I may or may not have requested a mutual friend of ours to beat the final boss in that game because I could not be bothered to.
Yeah, dude, he was a gamer.
He beat it in three tries with my build.
He's more of a gamer than you.
He's more of a gamer than I think the two of us.
That's right. Oh, hey, whoa.
He can,
we got our own genres we're good at.
He's a better FPS player than you are.
I will kick his ass in any fighting game.
That's different. anyway, yeah, they patched my build, and I'm like, oh, thank God I beat it before that. Great game, fantastic, really, really liked it. In the same vein as it, I played Project Wingman, which is more so an Ace Combat clone in the best way possible. It is Ace Combat. In without the name, essentially. That game's
more
great.
Rockets.
One of the really funny things, I don't know if you've ever had this in a game where so you have your main like team, right? Like your wingman, mm-hmm. right? You have Diplomat, and you have Comic. They're your two wingmen. And in the first couple of levels, you can hear a third character that's in your squad, right? Her name is President. And for the first couple of missions, President was there, and she would, you know, it's like, I don't know if you played NASCOM, but there's banter, right? There's characters that are just talking about
comms, stuff. Chatting out.
Yeah, and they just kind of chatting, whatever. And after the first couple of levels, I stopped hearing from President. And I beat the game, and I started, like, reading on forums of, like, you know, like, you see, like the really basic, like, you know, forum discussions, like, oh, who's best boy, who's best girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I see, like, oh, everyone votes President as best girl. But, like, I only heard President for, like, the first, like, hour of that game.
What happened? Did you murder President?
It turns out that depending on the plane you pick, so I don't know if you know a lot about fighter planes. They're single pilot fighters, right? Single seats.
Yeah.
And I watched
Top Gun.
Right. And like certain planes like the F-14 are two seaters. No understanding of my own, I just kept picking single seat aircraft. And that base, because there's no room for a second person, you just don't get President at all in any mission.
You ghosted her, dude.
So you just don't get this character for the entire game if you just don't pick two-seater aircraft.
I think that's messed up.
And it's like, I just missed this entire storyline because I just kept picking, because okay, they're also single seat aircraft just tend to be better fighter planes in general. And this just happened. I just kept picking MiG-29 Fulcrums for most of the game, and that's a single seat aircraft until the very end, where you can finally pick up like an F-15 MTD, and that's also a single seat aircraft. And I had to look up a video of like all of President's unique dialogue, and it's like, mm-hmm. It's a lot of content that I missed. It's oh man, this is really interesting.
It's like she's like watching you take off in like tears.
Yeah, exactly. You're just leaving her behind for like 80% of the game. I just did not get to talk to her at all. And she says some really funny things. And like in the last mission of that game, it's like pretty sad.
Really wants to get you to know you better, but she doesn't have a way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you just kept picking the wrong aircraft.
It's like you walk by each other in like the dorms and it's like, hey, what's up? And then you just leave.
It is sort of a handicap because at a certain point, most of the better aircraft that are present in the game are single seaters. Mm-hmm. Like you actually kind of have to take a handicap if you want to have President fly with you.
Well, you have to be worse in order to invite your friends.
Yes. And it's like, I didn't know that. Like, how? Like, there's nothing that tells you, like, hey, by the way, if you want your WSO to fly with you, you have to pick a shitty aircraft. And it's like, damn. Okay, I get. Anyway, great game. I
think that's the fun of it, though, right?
Yeah.
The onus for game studios that allow you to miss content.
Yeah. Yeah. Granted, you can just watch like a condensed YouTube video, right? But like, I felt pretty devastated because the banter in that game is pretty good. Like, it's written well. There's a certain amount of comic relief. One of my favorite ones is it's only you and one other wingman, right? And he's like, oh, fuck, I could do this all day with my hand behind my back. And like, everyone else leaves and it's just you and him. Is like, thanks for the carry, by the way. Could have done it without you. It's like, that's cute, right? Yeah.
I think, like, it's, like, pretty unique in terms of, like that kind of dialogue writing and, like, banter and everything. Because, like, there's action going on. And then, you know, you got, your homies that's cheering you on and everything.
Yeah.
Or, like, egging you on or whatever.
Yeah,
Like, you don't really get that in, like, a turn-based RPG.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know. I don't know, racing in a video game.
Yeah, it's there's definitely a different sense of value, because similar to Ace Combat 6, you never really see any of your wingmen, like, as a person. They are planes that are with you, and so the most characterization you get out of them is banter, right? Is mission communication. Maybe they'll say something in the briefing, but everything you understand about these characters is told to you via comms banter. And so it means a lot. And again, Project Wingman, fantastic game. Not too long in the tooth. Yeah, good times. Oh God, I feel like I'm taking too much time. And then another thing I played real quick is I played a game called Chance of Sendar. Very good game. Highly recommended. It's a great... Oh, I think I mispronounced it. It's Chance of Sendar, not Sendar.
Cheddar.
Really cool deduction puzzle game where you have to translate languages between people.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cryptology, and then you have to analyze and figure out stuff.
It took me a bit to kind of figure out like the logic of like what it's kind of asking you to do. So like I didn't quite take to it right away, but after I think the first 2 or 3 hours, I was like, oh, I get it. I get what you're asking me to do here. And my favorite part of that game actually is when you finish like a language, like you finish translating something and you're moving on to other languages, there's a smaller, like a small, that's not a mini game, but there's a smaller section of that game where it's asking you to translate a conversation where two people that speak different languages are trying to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you are trying to translate ideas that don't exist in one language that the other language can understand.
Yeah, like a kind of like barrier of that understanding.
Like one of the, not spoilery, but sort of like medium spoilers, is like one language is trying to explain to the other that slavery exists. And the other language has no concept of slavery. Like, why would they? It's not a thing in their day-to-day lives. And so it's like, okay, they have a singular noun for slave. And the other one is like, okay, how do you describe that? So it's like, do you use no free man? No man, no free? Like, how do you phrase that correctly? So they can understand it. And it's like, some languages have just different grammar altogether. It's like me, you, friend, rather than you and me, friend, stuff like that.
Yeah,
or friends, you and I. Yeah,
they order the words.
Yeah, and it's that part was my favorite part of that game. Besides the art direction of it being amazing, there's some sections that, like, I don't know if that was like necessary or not, but like that game, ooh boy, fucking loved it from start to from 3 hours in to the end. I really, really like that game a lot. But yeah, that's mostly what I've been playing here. A lot of variation, sort of. Big mechs, big airplanes, and then languages.
trying to teach someone the concept Tower of Babel. Slavery.
Yeah. Yeah, no, good stuff.
It's a wide breadth of experiences, as one would say.
Yeah. Anyway, what you been up to?
I have a singular breadth of experience. It turns out that Genshin recently had its 3rd year anniversary.
Wow, it's 3 years old.
And I've been playing Genshin for 3 years.
That's true. You've been since day one, I think.
Yeah, day dot. Every single day, I do my commissions and do my little silly chores.
Your dailies, yeah. Uh-huh.
I look my silly little coins, and then I log off.
Oh, nice.
Basically, I spend like a bare minimum of like 2 to 3 minutes on the game, but I have been playing it, on and off for 3 years, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's just like the longest I played a video game ever.
Uh-huh.
But it's, I don't know, the biggest thought I have on Genshin and the studio of miHoYo, or as they rebranded themselves, HoYoverse.
Yeah.
Is that there's a lot of really good talent working on that team, and like they really know their influences and they really know what they like. You know, a lot of things we read and do today aren't like that original if you really think about it.
Yeah,
but it's not about the originality per se, it's about the execution. And I think Genshin's just one of those games that keeps on executing what they really love from other things and then putting it into their game. Like, for example, the start of 4.0, there's like a court case, like, and then you have to like find evidence and then do like this puzzle thing of where like you have to like prove or disprove a certain point by combining two pieces of evidence together to back it up. It's, you know, it's really easy compared to like the Ace Attorneys and other puzzle detective games or whatever. And there's no really like big fail state to do it. But it's kind of like a safety net for like other players as well, but it's just really cool to see it all in there combined with like the other things I did before. It's like a summer event, big story, and then like little mini games and stuff and like festivals and whatever. It's a, I don't know, it's refreshing to see a live service game that's like easy and casual enough, but it still like has a lot of interesting ideas and everything. Well, I keep playing it. I have gone too far to stop playing it, so I'll.
Are you still using your? I mean, I remember you're a Venti fan.
Yeah.
Is he still in the rotation?
So I have. So like, I roll for characters. Like, I got the latest one. His name is Nuvolet. He has like a hydro beam, and it's really funny because when you do it like in multiplayer, because like when you do it in multiplayer, he stays static and like holds his hand out, and like the pulse of water goes. But like he kind of like glides if you keep moving on him. So like if you observe him from a distance, like he's just like gliding in the middle of the air, shooting a hydro beam at everybody.
Pretty cool.
So like there's obviously new characters and everything. But I'm still defaulting to my two favorite teams, which is my Hu Tao team.
Yes, you're a big Hu Tao fan.
Because basically you just do like a spear tackle. And like you do a technique that's like basically like a jump cancel or like a dash cancel. But then you can like, you know, do it faster. So like that's like an execution thing and it feels good. And it's like, if it ain't broken, why fix it or whatever that phrase is.
If it's still doing damage.
And then my other one is my freeze team, in which you combine hydro and cryo, and then they freeze in place, and then you just keep whacking at them. And then you know, it's just chill, you just keep whacking at them. I don't have to do anything else. I don't have to like lay down AoEs. I don't have to do, you know, anything. I just freeze them and whack them. And that's Genshin. There's more going on. There's like three more worlds. So,
what is that? Is that the roadmap? Is that how far does the roadmap go?
I don't really know. Maybe to like 20. Basically, it's like kind of like a year for every continent of Teyvat, which is their world. And they have like four or three more nations to do.
Okay.
Maybe this will be going on for 2006.
Oh man. Okay.
And maybe I'll be playing it some more.
Probably.
Well, I've gone this far. I think the only thing that'll make me stop if someone finds out that miHoYo is extremely racist, or like it's been causing problems and like global conflicts.
What, I got bad news for you.
That's the only way. I think he's going to be doing all right so far. That's mainly that. I tried other games because of my busy schedule. I just tried them. Like, I tried Redfall because apparently they got a big update. You know, it launched super badly.
Yep.
And I played it, and I don't know. It's just another what's the studio? the Deathloop people.
That's Arcane.
Yeah, it's just an arcane feeling game, but with less features because it's like it's a multiplayer game where like you have to build up your character by doing stuff.
Oh,
right, and it's like you have to do the grind and whatever. And it's like I don't.
Yeah,
I don't have time for that. Also, it's always funny because when console games, and I play on mouse and keyboard, right?
Yeah.
When you aim down the sights, it automatically, or it has auto aim. So you just, I just like right click, left click, do you automatically lock on and click ahead.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this stuff's easy. That's how it is. I also tried Lies of P.
Oh yeah, Twink Boy.
Yeah, Twink Boy, and it's like one of those games, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I played the demo, and I liked it. I liked that it was doing.
It feels good, but it's not like cooking me.
Oh, it's not cooking like,
I don't really care about the puppets and the gears and the Victorian Twink Band.
Okay.
It's not hidden. I do like that I get to beat up cop puppets, I guess.
That's true. I mean, it's. I think we do talk about this before, but like, I just did not like how parrying felt in that game.
Yeah, it's a different timing.
Yeah,
and it's. I tried to get like better at parrying at the beginning levels, mm-hmm. and then it's like. At least with the beginning enemies, it doesn't feel that worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, you know, they have slow wind up, and it's like, I could be hitting you twice and then backing off.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Playing a rapier build.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
Video games. I think I'll get to it eventually. I think that's kind of where I put that game. Like, I liked it, but, I would rather play something else in the meantime.
But the, the absolute main game I'm playing beat it. I have spent 2 days, 24, 28, 48 hours on it.
Wow.
I have played and beat Starfield.
That's commitment.
I think it's one of like the few games that I beat this year.
Mm-hmm.
And my final opinion on it, mm-hmm. I am glad I did not spend $70 on this game. I've been paying for Xbox Game Pass for a bit,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So it was free. Like, yeah,
it's basically free if you mm-hmm. think about it in guy gamer math.
Mm-hmm.
Basically free. It's one of those games where it's like it's extremely mid.
Yep.
And the reason I just wanted to see it through is because one, I heard the ending narrative part of the game is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, I really had nothing else to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did my Genshin daily, so then it's like now it's Suit time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another mid Bethesda game. Like I feel bad for the people that are like really hype. I spent like 3 years of hype on this game.
Yeah,
some of them had fun, mm-hmm. but it's like there's so many other good game experiences out there.
Yeah,
like things. I think worth more time, better.
Like I'm surprised you got through this as the resident Bethesda fan here. I did not last more than 2 hours with that game. It just feels like, there has been progress in other places. It also feels like. It's really regressed in certain other aspects. Let me, if I'm understanding it correctly, is there any actual incentive in exploring?
It's your own intrinsic motivation.
That's bad.
You do not.
There should be an active incentive to explore. Because that's like telling someone like, yeah, you should just fill out the entire Fallout 3 map for fun. Like, no, there should be interesting things out there to do. Like that like catch your attention.
Yeah, it's like for there's like bounty boards and like one of them I accepted. It's like completely survey this planet, this moon mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like I'll just try this once and then I'll see how I like it. And I never did another one ever again.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's like you just scan for materials, you scan for fauna, which is like mm-hmm. usually three of them. Mm-hmm. And then you just go to like these landmarks that are placed in your map But you have to walk to them. And one of the biggest parts about the planetary exploration is that you have to walk a lot.
Yeah, that's not...
And it's like, I wish I had a way to do this faster, because I'm like, on low gravity planets, I'm like doing the auto walk and to keep pressing spacebar, or just do the auto walk and then I just look at my phone on Twitter. And I'm like, all right, almost there. It's 100 meters. This is not great. But like the only really good thing you get out of it is one, materials you can use to build your outpost, which is not very good. And two, you could find like the little dungeon areas, which are basically get from point A to point B, and then point at point B you get the treasure, and then you get the exit, and then you get like the fast re-entry point. And it's like that's like for your loot stuff. Like, at a certain point, you just do like three of them, and then you got like the pistol, the shotgun you're using for the entire time. Other than like the loot you get for doing story stuff for quests.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great. I don't know. It just feels. I wanted to like it so bad. I remember I bought a PS4 for Fallout 4. I bought this beefy PC that I own for Starfield. Like, because I knew it was going to come out, and I knew it was like, oh man, I'm going to want to like mod it and stuff like that. And I played two hours, like, oh my God, this is garbage. Like, I don't by any means like regret buying this PC. It has served me very, very well. I can be able to play a lot of good games on it. Yeah, like there was this notion for me that, like, this is for Starfield. Like, I know I'm gonna wanna, this is gonna be like great, and like maybe I've gotten older, maybe like I see it as like it feels like a time sink.
For me it was definitely a time sink.
Yeah, like, and like you said earlier, like there are better games to play out there. Like,
yeah.
So many more interesting things to do.
Like, with Bethesda games, like the modern design ones, like there's like so much to do. And not like necessarily, you have to find yourself wanting to do it. And if you don't want to do those things, then there's kind of like nothing for you. It becomes then a really empty world.
Yeah.
Of like, I could build this giant spaceship and like make it look cool and whatever, but why it doesn't like incentivize you to do it in a way. And like it's like, I don't know, it's like spending like an hour in like a custom creator, which people like to do a lot. It's like at a certain point where it's like, I just want to play the game, I just want to do the story, I don't care if my rocket ship looks like an apple or like, you know, a gummy ship from Kingdom Hearts. I mean, you're totally free to do that, but for like, you know, the common layman like me, or I don't know, I guess I'm picky. I guess I know what I want.
You should know what you want. Yeah.
You know what? And like, think about like the casual gamer, and like, I don't know, I think they eat this stuff up. But when once you like realize there's like No Man's Sky. Which is, the planets feel more, like, alive, in a way. And, like, the space combat's actually good. And, like other kind of, like, games. Like, the different parts that make up Starfield are done way better in, like, the other games you can play.
Yeah.
Like, if I want, like, a base building game, don't build outposts and thingy. Or it's like, if I want, like, a shooty game... Like, this is a way better shooty movement game.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I want just like a really good space narrative or just a narrative in general, it's like, you shouldn't have the gameplay in the way of that. Of like, I have to walk from point A to point B, and I have to like click fast travel with all these different menus, but then I could just get to the ending of a game.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. They added like Fusro Da powers. And it's like the dumbest thing. And like how to get the Fusro Da powers. Like you go to this temple and then this thing in the middle spins a lot. And then there's these light orbs, because you're in the zero gravity world now in this temple. Mm-hmm. Then you just go to the light orbs. And then you do it like 5 times, and then it gives you the power. You didn't really earn it. It's just there.
Yeah.
And it's like, now you could do a Dishonored dash blink, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could cause the ground to be zero gravity fissure.
Yeah.
I guess. But like, nothing in that game felt really rewarding.
Yeah.
All the characters were kind of lame. Except for my anime girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Andresia.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a part of a religious group, and she's like an outcast.
Mm-hmm.
And now I made it so that she can never be, she can never find home. Because like she gets so like you're supposed to like go on missions, and then there's only one person linking the coordinates between your galaxy and then the religious land world, and then you kill them for reasons that are justified. And now she can never go back home.
Damn.
Now she lives here with me.
Now this sounds not like the best circumstances.
That's okay, because we love each other, right? I understand her, and she understands the blank slate that is me. Weird empath cowboy who lived his life as a chef one time. He's also wanted.
Oh, man.
The ending's good, I think. I think it's one of the more interesting space.
Do you think endings. If I... just watched the end cutscene, I would get most of it?
I think part of it too is because, all right, a tiny bit of spoilers at the very end. Basically, so the end of the story becomes a multiversal thing where it's multiple universes, and then you have the option as well to do like New Game Plus, where it's your character, but in a new universe, but everything's almost exactly the same, I guess. But I think part of the impact is that this is one scene where it's you, your player character, like the custom created character you created, and now he's like talking at you, like you're facing that person, and it's like, oh, I'm you from the other universe.
Wow.
But they did like wrap things up in a way, because like there's many side quests you could do, and then at the very end, it tells you like what happened after, or like. Whatever, and I was like, "This is what happened in your or in this timeline in your universe." I was like, "Oh, that's okay. That's cool."
Yeah.
I guess. We talked about this before, but not on this podcast. There's this one story mission where the ending is, you could invent the microbe to kill this alien thing ravaging the world called Terramorphs.
Yeah,
or you could breed these ancient. Giraffe armored plated looking things with like beaks called the Achilles. And they're like really giant, they're like really massive, and they look really cool. So you can like unlearn how to breed those, and then those become the solution to get rid of all the alien creatures terrorizing the world, the Terramorphs.
Fuck them up, right?
Yeah, and then I go back to my home base, the Constellation. And then everyone's just dogging on me because they're like three different scientists, and they're like, "You should have picked the microbe. Like, the microbe would have been a faster solution." And I was like, "What about the mutate?" And I was like, "Well, science has a solution for that." I was like, "What the sillies though? They're super cool." So look it up. It's like armor plated giraffe with a beak.
Yeah.
And but it does wrap things up. I think the ending's really good. Was it worth playing the entire game? I wish I didn't do some of the side quests.
That's
but they were well acted, and they were narratively well written in some parts. But it's just the thing where everything's so mid. Experiencing or like going doing the quest is really mid. The gunplay is really mid. The loot is really mid. Everything you could do in the world is mid to below mid.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought an apartment and it's super empty. And like the way you place furniture, it's so bad. To the point where it's like, I'm never going to come hack here again. Even like the chests, like they only allow you to fit like 100 pounds of stuff, 100 units of stuff, weight units.
Oh, okay. That's
weird. But like in Constellation, you have this locker that has infinite storage. Oh, and God. It also has a bed.
Oh, well, then why not just use that?
Yeah.
This is pretty easy.
I'm like, I'm not going to move all my stuff there to there, here to there. I just left it there. And I beat it.
Oh, God.
I tried to do like a melee build, but did not have really good melee weapons other than the stabbies.
Uh-huh.
And the second best thing was just a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
So I got up to their face in melee range and shot them with a shotgun.
That seems fair.
And that's how I live my life.
Yeah, that's good. Gonna go out on a limb here. The last decent Fallout, besides the game, was Fallout 4. Because at least I finished it. I didn't like it, but at least I finished it. But, you know.
I never even played Fallout 4.
It's
I remember
fine.
Asking you about it like a long time ago because it was on sale, and he's like, don't do it.
It's fine. Like, that's. You would probably like it more, I think. I don't think so. I think it was a mistake to let you fly the spacecraft. That added too much for me personally. That game was already so bloated. It reminded me of the Outer Wilds. The Outer Worlds.
Outer Wilds, dude. That's also a space game.
No, Outer Wilds, great game. Fantastic game of the year, GOTY. Outer Worlds, that mid game. That I also
Beat Outer Worlds. They had a DLC, and I'm like, I couldn't.
Not for me. Dear God.
No, I think, hot take, I think The Outer Worlds is a better game than Starfield.
Really? That's saying something, because they're both.
Because it is short.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
You have less to do and it's more focused.
Okay, that's fair. Oh, man. All right. Thanks for the Starfield half hour.
Starfield hour. I'm going to uninstall it right now since I'm done talking with them.
You should.
I was going to do a write-up, but it's like, is it worth it?
Why put yourself through that pain?
I think I have enough screenshots, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they don't delete my screenshots. If I uninstall, I'll back it up.
You save them separately. Oh. I don't think Steam does. I think that's probably fine.
No, this is the Xbox Game Pass. It's totally different.
Oh, shit. I don't know, then.
I'm going to like, delete my games folder on my thing.
Save them to a different folder.
I'm doing it. It's funny because so like they have a thumbnail version of the photo that you made.
Yeah.
And then like the actual photo. But you could replace it with any other picture given if it's the same resolution and you have the thumbnail photo.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do like bad Photoshop to like put like George Costanza's face on it. So like on your loading screen, sometimes you get, like, it's like a camera roll and then it's just pops up George Costanza's face. It's like nice. That's the good part of the customization.
Mm-hmm.
Starfield. I try to like roleplay as like this elderly cowboy dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a chef. And he's wanted because he tried to like rob these really the eggs of an endangered species that he didn't know that was endangered.
Uh-huh.
And he's also empathetic. He's an empath. So he knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like he's balding and have gray hair and it's like long beard.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a wife. Hey. He has a wife.
That's a win for everyone.
Win for everyone. Uninstall game.
Yeah.
I'm finally gonna get 50 gigs back.
Heck yeah. That's a win.
Now I can play the next game on my Xbox Game Pass list, which is Gotham Knights.
Oh, you're gonna play that? Interesting choice. Know.
I can play it.
Uh huh.
No, I have another game that's lined up that came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
Or got finished recently. It's called Long Gone Days.
Long Gone Days.
It's like a RPG thing, isometric, not isometric. But you're like a soldier, and then bad things happen, and then you don't want to commit war crimes, I think. So then you escape, and then they're trying to find you.
Yeah.
And then you have to help people out, you know, to do the anti-war crimes.
Oh, yeah, the anti. So it balances out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been like many years since it's developing, but I really do like the art style.
Ah, yeah. I see. Yes, I see why you like this.
He's hot.
That is fair. Is there? Can I buy a gun?
You do wield a gun. Your main character is supposed to be a sniper.
Okay, hold on. This looks pretty cool.
And it's on sale until October 17th.
Gonna add it to my wish list.
Add it to your cart. What's wrong with you?
We're not there yet.
Add it to cart.
Add it
to cart.
All right. Anyway, what are you watching? I'm watching a lot of British television. If anyone's familiar with the light entertainment panel show called Taskmaster, let me know, because I don't know anyone else who's watching it. It's pretty good. I watched a lot of it.
I watched the streamer stream it.
Did you enjoy it? It's very British, yes. Specifically, it did not work in America, which I find very funny. I almost shouldn't say this, but I think I've watched 95% of it. There's 16 seasons, 2 specials, and 2 like champion specials, and I'm like 8 or 9 episodes from just having watched the entirety of everything that's available. It's a lot of television, but it's something I can put on the background and kind of like pay attention or not. It's very good. I have also been watching with my partner Teen Titans, the Glenn Murakami Dragon. Very good. I think we're mid season 3.
Trouble.
You know who it's called. It's very good. I just watched the one where Raven reads that fan fiction and then she brings the fan fiction boy to life.
Yes.
Yeah, like, we just watched that one.
Very beautiful.
He's a paper twink, and Raven's like, damn. And then it turns out that he's evil. Spoilers for a 10-year-old show.
Oh, no.
15-year-old show? I think it came out.
I'll put that in the description.
Yeah. Spoilers for Teen Titans 2005 or whatever. Very good show. Holds up really well. I have infected Elisa with my terrible, terrible ship that I've had since I was a young teenager. I am a big Robin Raven fan.
One of those guys, huh?
Yeah, yes. I get my just desserts, and every time there's an interaction, I am whooping and I'm hollering and I'm like, yeah, baby, let's go. To the point where
you're a fanfic.net.
To the point where I don't even have to say anything. And my partner will just look at me when anything is near, like close enough that counts as like an interaction between Robin and Raven. There's something there, I tell you. I refuse to give up. I know that Starfire.
What about my girl Starfire?
They're canon. I know, and I don't care. This is for me. This is for my inner thoughts. I am a big Raven fan. She deserves better than Beast Boy.
Beast Boy's good.
He sucks. He's mean. Whoa. He calls her creepy.
Yeah, because he is. He tells her he means it.
You don't say that to a girl. That's mean. No matter how many demons she may have inside her, you do not call that girl creepy.
Well, I think, like, you know, it's like the thing of, like, I could fix him.
No, he's terrible. He's stupid.
Well, okay. So he's a little dumb at times.
Like, he's dumb. He's mean.
Once you, like, nudge him in the right direction.
He's still pretty bad.
All right,
anyway, I'm a Do I call myself an auntie? No, that's something else.
No, that's something else.
That's something else. Anyway,
these boys. Say you're a hater.
Yeah, I'm a Beast Boy hater. Yeah, I'm a Beast Boy hater. I should put that on my description.
On your bio.
Yeah. Anyway, that's good. That's most of what I've been watching. Most of those two things.
Sick. I haven't watched anime in a long time.
The only one I've been interested in.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. There's like too many. There's like, I don't know. It's like everyone's too powerful all the time.
Yeah.
It's not like soft, tender scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Except in Frieren.
Frieren.
I read the manga, a mm-hmm. bunch of volumes. It's nice to see it animated and done.
Yeah.
And it's like it's slow, it's chill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like flashy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, it's just a nice chill time of this unique circumstance of this elf girl who, it's basically mm-hmm. the idea of like time dilation where like mm-hmm. life seems really, or like 5 years seems really short for Frieren.
Mm-hmm.
While like everyone else like is old and dying and decrepit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then like Frieren just finally like realizes this.
Mm-hmm.
After like the main dude dies,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "I wish I got to know him better."
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you see her kind of like changing her perspective and
yeah,
grow, even though she's a elf that lived for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just hang out with the younger generation and go on a new adventure.
Yeah,
I was like, it's nice.
Good.
Feels more original.
Any highlights for you specifically? Any specific scenes that stick out?
So the recent episode, because it's a Frieren Fridays.
Yep.
On episode 6, you uh-huh. meet they're a warrior of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, because the manga, you take this in your own pace.
Yeah.
You know, he's like one of those guys that's like really powerful, but he doesn't mm-hmm. really know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like kind of like trying to find the resolve in himself because he's like a young warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And then he totally like murks this dragon.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's done in a, or it has like, it felt a better impact than like the manga.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really cool to see animated.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it makes him look too cool. Because like you learn about him in the later volumes, like how he really is and stuff, and his like mannerisms and everything. And it's like, mm-hmm. He's not that. He can't be that cool.
Uh huh. Yeah.
You can't make him that cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice watch. If you want something chill, nice animated, little subtle things, watch Frieren. Mm-hmm. Read it. Read it too.
Okay. I'll try.
Basically, I don't have a lot of time to watch things other than YouTube videos.
Hey.
You know, it's a good deal, YouTube Premium.
It is.
There's a sponsor of a video. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, if you watch YouTube a lot like I do.
I also watch a lot of YouTube. Because all of Taskmaster's just free on YouTube.
Yeah, so dude.
Fucking, I don't know what their monetization like policy is, but it's pretty good. It's all on YouTube. There's no ads or anything, or at least because I have YouTube Premium. There's no like ads or anything. It's great. I think about Frieren though. If you know, we said that this is a niche podcast. So I'm going to go for a real deep cut here. Every time I see like fan art of the main character's name is Frieren, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Every time I see her, my brain like sees the character, and then I see her staff, mm-hmm. and my brain always autocompletes to like, oh, this is a dot hair character. Because the design of the staff is so similar to the Wavemaster staff,
yeah,
in the Dot Hack manga.
Yeah, it's like a solid red orb in the middle, and then like the little C into the curve.
And like granted, it is a relatively generic design. Like there's a lot of staffs that look like that, but for me, who's first, like core, like I don't know if like. If this is the correct way to phrase, but like core design, like references, I guess. Like when you reference mm-hmm. a design in your head, like what does a mage look like in your head, right? Like, I default to a Wavemaster, specifically. Like, the .hack sign, .hack infection, like, Wavemasters. And so, like, whenever I see Fearon, it's like, oh, is this a .hack thing? I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's irrelevant. Who gives a shit about .hack? .hack is dead.
Yeah, I think... It's Fearon. Like, part of it, too, is because, like, you know... in a way, Fearon also shows, like, the new and upcoming age.
Right, right.
Like, Fearon's staff is kind of, like, very different from, like, the other character's Fearon staff, which is just a giant stick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, like, also, it's, like, a way to show, you know, the old and the new.
Yeah.
Like, him, like, the other part of people of Fearon's party, you know, really look like a Dragon Quest kind of deal.
Yeah.
Of, you have, like, Himmel, who's, like, the hero with the broadsword. You have, like, a dwarf with a giant axe, and you have this tall dude with a cloak, and he's the healer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Fearon staff, like, sticks out, because it's like, traditional, what you think. What you think of, like, a...
Mage.
A Dragon Quest mage.
Yeah. There is that alternate timeline where instead of just watching .hack, I actually did get into MMOs and shit. But, boy, I sure evaded that bullet.
Heck yeah, dude.
Anyway.
But man, imagine like a real .hack MMO.
I mean, it existed. I think it died a long time ago.
But it's more accessible to us. Yeah. It's kind of like if Phantasy Star became more accessible.
We would have
gotten more into it.
I don't know. It was just like... It's like a core reference, right? Like the first thing you're exposed to, that's kind of what you... Kind of what you latch on to.
But that .hack, though, pretty good.
Pretty Black good. Black Rose. Yeah, pretty good. Kite, pretty good. Balmung of the Azure Sky, pretty good.
What are the cute little, like, animal thingies?
Puka? Is it Puka?
The things that look like gerbils, but bigger.
Oh, I thought they were the half cow, half like hippo tiny thing.
It's that one, right?
Is that not Puka?
What's it called? .hack animal. There's on Google. On. All right, you got the Mia, which is the not. Oh, there you go. The Grunties.
Grunties, there you go.
I love those guys.
Yeah, Grunties.
Man, I should take a Grunty and make them my own.
Yeah, I think it also, like, specifically .hack is just steeped in that, you know, Y2K early 2000s aesthetic that I was never really able to, like, de-attach from. Like, my only interest in an MMO would be something .hack flavored. Like, I don't think I could ever, like, I understand that Final Fantasy XIV is a great game. Like, I never really got into WoW, but there's something specific about .hack's the world that, like, really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And, like, nothing has ever come close to, like capturing my interest like it did.
And you should have had a PC and internet during the time of
I wish, man.
Resurgence of Asian and Korean MMOs that are not the mainstay. Like, I think you would like a Rose Online.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's was it Fragment? Yeah, .hack Fragment was the MMO.
I'm looking at pictures of Grunties.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is a bony Grunty, or I don't know if the bones are on the outside or it's painted like that. It's a milky Grunty who looks like a Zach Bell character.
Uh-huh.
And there's Rocker Grunty that has like shades and it's like his body paint. Did they paint this Grunty?
You can paint the Grunty. Grunty, I mean, it's MMO. There's Grunty skins.
No, but it's like this one has like flames, like a Guy Fieri shirt on it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe it's a cloak.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to make an animal, you just make it a round body and big eyes.
Heck yeah.
And you got yourself a animal.
Yeah. Anyway, miss you, .hack.
You're miss probably you. Like...
Yeah.
I have volumes 1, 2, and 3 of a .hack manga, and the third one's really big because it has extra art.
Yeah.
They don't make them like they used to, you know.
Nope. Anyway, think that's. Are we here for the last couple things or what's up? What are we doing here?
All right, this we hinted at this last time. Uh-huh. This is the Ghibli tier list.
Oh boy!
But we reached the hour mark, so I gotta go really fast.
Oh boy!
All right, I'm gonna start from the bottom all the way to the top, and then we're just gonna shout out. I don't know what ranking A B C D. Or do you want to say like a 3-tier 1 of like good, mid, or bad? Or do you have a recommendation one?
Let's do. Okay, I want to preface this is both me and RJ, both in Mog, sorry, have been discussing a lot of Ghibli films for a very long time, and we have very strong opinions and know that they're right. You just haven't watched a lot of you. People need to watch more than just like the core like 8 films, so be prepared. But I think we should go. SABC, how's that?
SABC.
Yeah.
All right, let me. Okay. SAB. Okay. I have a tier list up right here.
Yep.
Then hopefully we can do it right, and then I'll edit it later.
All right. Let's go.
Do you want to do an order or what's on this tier list?
I can't see what you're sharing, so.
Okay. I'll just see a lot some stuff.
Okay.
Borrowers already.
Borrowers already?
Is that Wait. Oh, I'm screwing it up already. Ghibli films.
Borrowers already.
Isn't it? So that's the English title, right? Uh-huh. Already?
Oh, Arrietty.
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 There you go.
A. Great movie.
Yes, I love tiny people.
Yeah.
Castle in the Sky.
S for me personally.
Which one is Castle in the Sky?
So where there's a castle in the sky. It has that really famous
look at it real quick.
It's the girl and she's special and there's the giant cool robots.
Yeah,
it's very good. It's very good. I like that movie.
It's first Ghibli film, you know, banger. They hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Cat Returns,
B. I think some of those parts are pretty good. It's fine. Yeah,
I do like the cat man and the action scenes.
But yeah, it's cool.
I don't remember much. Tales from Sea Earth?
Bad tier. It's not good. It's really pretty. It is not a good movie. It is, oh boy. Oh, it's bad. Bad tier.
This one, I don't know what this is. It has the word witch on it.
A Mary and the Witch's Flower?
Oh, Earwig and the Wits. That's the
TV that's the 3D one. Not good. Not right, good.
Couldn't see. Grave of the Fireflies.
Oh boy. It is a bummer of the film. It is at least A. It is a great movie that is a bummer to watch.
It is a bummer to watch. You gotta be in a mood.
Yeah.
Gotta be in the mood for moving on. Howl's Moving Castle.
Controversial opinion B.
But he's hot.
It's not a good movie.
Maybe he should be. I heard the original source material for that is better.
Yeah, it is.
Tales of Princess Kaguya.
Pretty good. I would put it at a B or A. I like it.
Yeah, pick one.
A. It's good.
Kiki's Delivery Service. I like that one.
It's good. It's very. It's softcore. No, not in that way. Like it's very good. It's comfy core. There you go.
Good. I like the scene with the pie.
Very good scene. I like the scene where he pedals the bike.
When Marnie was there.
Pretty good.
You hate it.
B.
B? What the heck? That's awesome. Don't you like the scene where it's like there's a bog and it's like, is this real or is this not?
It's
this vagueness of it, dude. It's the cinematography.
Look, it's framed very well. The girl is very mean. She did not need to call that girl fat. That was very uncalled for.
She's young and she has asthma, okay?
Asthma doesn't make you rude.
You sure? Every Monday I met with the asthma guys has been rude to me once in their life.
I think it's fine. I think the twist at the end is decent, but I was I was hoping for ghosts, and I did not get what I wanted.
I'm using my one time for one tier list time, putting this in A. I'm not veto. I'm personally putting it in A.
Wow. Okay, that means I get one.
All right. Totoro.
It's fine. I think it's
mid.
I think it's B.
I think it'll also be.
It's fine.
Yeah. Everyone likes the bus. Everyone likes the picture.
Yeah, but it's
but a I don't remember much of it.
Yeah.
That's the other one. My neighbor is Yamada. Do you want someone?
Good one. I like it. It's very sweet. I would personally give it like an A. I think it's a very sweet film.
Rock an A. All right. Ocean Waves.
Oh man. I have opinions. Because, okay, context here. I think we have to slow this down a bit. You and I watched this in college together, yes. I believe.
Yeah, we're holding hands.
Yeah, we watched it in my room. It was a very pleasant experience. And you and I, if I recall correctly, very much disliked it.
At the time. Like, that was it?
Yeah, that was it. I have rewatched it very recently with my partner. And I now just see it as a very funny... like coming of age story. Yeah,
it's like a adventure of like a snippet of their lives.
Yeah, I think it's better than when I first saw it. The aesthetic of that film is very pleasing. It's one of those films of like, you know, when people talk about like, oh yeah, 1980s Japanese aesthetic, you should really watch Ocean Waves. Like it is everything that you could want from that aesthetic to the T. I think it's is that movie a lot of fluff? Yeah, but it is.
Yeah, I think it's like it's just an experience.
Yeah.
I think for us, we were too immature at the time first watching it, but now it's like wine. It's like,
oh. Like, I think it's funny to watch with a group, or like not by yourself, I think, especially, my partner has a lot of taste in like kind of trashy romance. And so she ate. She was eaten. Like she was feasting on this film, and I think that for me kind of bumped it up more than if I had watched it again by myself. So yeah, I think I don't know if it deserves an A, but it is.
Put it up there.
I think it's a high B, anything. Yeah.
I guess. I just wanted to be funny, but an S. I think it's a thing. Definitely, I agree with you. It's a thing you should watch with someone else.
Yeah.
To have a Ocean Waves night.
Yeah.
Then you have divisive opinions on it.
I think it's a fun rewatch. I deeply enjoyed it the second time.
I think it's better than B. It's like saying Ocean Waves is along the lines of Totoro, Howl's. And...
Oh no, it's better. I'll watch Ocean Waves again. So yeah, put it in A. I like Ocean Waves a lot.
All right, I kind of want to put it on S though, because
that guy also got great fits. Great fits in that.
He does get great fits.
Yeah,
all the characters have great fits.
Yeah,
perfectly match the time.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's only yesterday, bad.
Only yesterday. Have I wrote that one down? I haven't seen it yet. I don't know. I haven't seen
it. It's about like the little kid.
And it's about like the aunt, right? And mom or something?
Yeah, the aunt.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one, unfortunately.
All right, it's bad. I'll just say that.
What?
I'm not the biggest fan of Only Yesterday.
Okay.
It's too fantastical and childlike.
Put it where you see fit then.
What's Pom Poko?
Pom Poko is the one with, it's all the Tanukis.
I haven't watched that one.
It's fine. It's a children's movie.
I clicked on it and it says eco-terrorism in here.
Yeah, sure. I think it's fine. My partner has a soft spot for it. I think it's fine. I think it's
like our list.
B.
You got it. Ponyo.
I don't like looking at the thing. I don't like looking at Ponyo. I'm going to be real honest with you.
C.
Yeah, fuck it. If I wanted to watch Ponyo, I'd watch Lou Over the Garden Wall. That's where I stand.
It's a better look.
It's a better one. I don't like looking up on you.
Up on Poppy Hill.
Great. Oh God. Oh my God. Great. Fantastic. Love the twist in the third act. That movie's funny.
I think it is funny too.
Yeah. It's at least A. I don't know. I mean, if we're being like if we're being bad boys about it, we can put an S tier because I think that third act is really funny.
I think it's fun. All right, S tier.
Sure.
You have too many A's. I thought the whole point of this tier list is that
because we're being ironic. Okay. We'll restart this at the end.
All right, Porco Rosso.
Also good film though.
I like the played man.
I like that he hates fascists.
Yeah, I think with that we give it an A.
Yeah, we put it in an A.
Mononoke.
I can't. It's good. Like that opening scene's like the opening iconic. Scene with the opening fight scene's iconic. The bad bitches in Iron Town are iconic. the weird forest little guys are pretty cool. Like it's an S tier movie. Like what can I say?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I rewatched it like a few years ago and it's like, was it? Yeah. I can't believe it was this raw.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good movie.
I was like, how did they air this crazy network? Anyways, Spirited Away.
They put it on Toonami. Yeah, yeah. Spirited Away. Yeah, it's ass. It's fine.
It's one everyone remembers.
I would low-key put it in A, but I really like those bathhouse scenes a lot.
It is true. And it's like, nicely animated and designed, I think.
Yeah, like, you know, when I went to Japan and I went to the bathhouse, like, oh man, these are pretty sick. Like, I guess I see why they made a whole movie about these things. Yeah, good stuff.
Whispers of the Heart.
Yeah, bad. The movie sucks. What a waste of my time. Suck. Yeah.
Wind Rises.
It's war crimes. But the guy relives his wife.
He loves him enough to commit war crimes.
I think I'm biased because I like airplanes, so I'll leave it up to you.
Up to me.
Yeah, I'm really biased because I really like airplanes.
Porco Rosso also has airplanes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's anti-war crime, I think.
But this one's they are fascists here though.
I think we'll drop it in B.
Yeah, it's fine.
And the last one on this tier list is Nausicaa.
That's a good movie. Like I like the movie a lot. It is it's A. Wait. That's it?
Yeah.
That's all of them? I thought I had more opinions than this.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia list, and I think pretty much it.
Are we subverting our own proclamation?
Of what?
That okay. How many things are in A?
Wait, where does Nausicaa go? Is that A or B?
It's A. It's a good movie. it's B. I think it's fine.
Turn off since I watched it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are in A.
Okay, we gotta shut some stuff down. That's not fair. All right, what's an A tier? Give it to me again.
I'll send you a screenshot in the chat.
Okay, fine.
The only thing we put Ocean Waves, Ocean Waves up.
Ocean Waves shouldn't really be that high, to be fair.
I don't know. Do you want to drop Kaguya down one?
My Neighbor the Ominous can go in B. Arietta can go in B. Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that's my final call here.
There you go. Beautiful list.
Yeah.
You just got to bump some down. Then it's doing.
Actually, that's Castle in the Sky can go in A. Probably should not be an S. Honestly, it really shouldn't be that high. I just think it's funny. No, it doesn't.
All right, hold on.
It should be in B. Like, that's where it deserves to be. I think we're just talking about the third act being funny. It should go down.
Poppy Hill down to A?
Poppy Hill should be down to B. Like,
what? How about low A?
It's not that good. We just think the third act is funny.
Okay.
Like, it should be in B. Like, you it's a think very the, fine film.
The weird incest crisis.
It's funny. Yeah. I know you're trying to defend it. It is very funny in hindsight, but it does not absolve the other like two-thirds of that film of it being very fine.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you say? Move up? Cowl or Howls?
No, Howls stays where it is.
Kind of like something else to move up.
No, Castle in the Sky and Mononoke are the only things that can go in S.
Castle in the Sky. Okay.
Yeah. Poppy Hill just goes MTB. I think that's the only change we need here.
There. Here's the official Kupo Talks thing.
Yeah.
I don't even there know if go. I said the name of the podcast in the
oh, beginning of the... You can say it now.
Now I'm going to go for the talk. Yeah, just cut it in. Our official tier list of things.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. That's good it. Stuff.
Good stuff.
There we go.
Finally did it.
Anyway, these are right. actually correct. If you have a disagreement, please feel free to DM Mognite on Twitter.
Don't do that. Just keep it to yourself.
Feel free to DM me on Twitter.
We'll read it off one more time on the for listeners.
Okay.
C tier, Tales of the Earthsea.
Yeah.
Earwig and the Witch, Only Yesterday, Ponyo, and Whispers of the Heart.
Yes.
B tier, Cat Returns, Howl's Moving Castle, My Neighbor Totoro, Pompoko, Wind Rises, Nausicaä, Arrietty, My Neighbor Yamada, and begrudgingly, Up from Poppy Hill. A, It's Great with the Fireflies, Spirited Away, The Tale of Princess Kaguya, Kiki's Delivery Service, When Marnie Was There, Ocean Waves, It's Be Higher, and Porco Rosso. And C, Castle in the Sky, the first film, and Princess Mononoke, very raw.
Yeah. Special mention goes to honorary mention S tier as Lupin the Third, Castle Cagliostro.
Lupin.
That would also go up there, but in this tier, like it is not. You and I can keep talking about Ocean Waves and from our Poppy Hill, but that's ironic enjoyment of those films. I don't think they're not supposed to be enjoyed in the way that we enjoy
it's
them.
Good.
Anyway. Thank you all for joining. Yeah, really appreciate you all listening to this very, very silly idea. Please, I will only reply to your DM if you include a Blue Sky invite. You can find me at
he's looking for one.
At SumerKurtz on Twitter.com. Feel free to reach out. Thank you.
Give him Blue Sky, please. He'll
yeah.
He'll change his opinion on one of the Ghibli films.
Yeah.
You could follow me at Mognite.com. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I stream, but it's here and there because I'm busy man.
Yep.
But thanks again for listening. This is another episode of Kupo Talks, episode 13. I'll find a title for it eventually, but yeah, you can follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Stuff, whatever. And you're good. Love y'all.
Take care.
Bye. Stay hydrated.